you know, because I remember thinking my last album, there were some songs on it that I thought were, that could have been hit songs if they were produced differently, you know. And I didn't know who to work with, but I wanted to try to find someone to help me sing, you know, just get a good vocal and get a good sound so that the radio wouldn't have any excuse not to play me and all this, because there was always an excuse, oh, well, Ron can't sing, or the production isn't right, or this and that. I met Bob at the Canadian Music Awards, the Junos, in April. And I went to a party, you know, with an after party, and then there was all these people there, like Brian Adams and Michael Bublé, and everyone was, you know, they're all really nice to me, you know, they're all very successful, and I always feel like I'm kind of down there and they're up there. But so I was asking everybody, well, who can I work with? You know, you guys have all made successful records. I asked Brian, I asked Katie Lang, and they all had different people in mind. But Michael Bublé said, you should work with Bob Rock, because Bob just produced his record, or half of it or something. And I was like, oh, that's strange, because I thought Bob only did hard rock music, you know. And I just met Bob earlier that evening, and I had a conversation with him on the street, and I liked him, you know. I thought, you know, he's a real unpretentious person, you know. And so then I went home that night, I was thinking about Bob Rock, and maybe he was the guy.